Hi, reading from My Glorious Master, Honolulu, Hawaii, 1976. Reading from my comments on the conversation with Prabhupada. Continuing. Although at this time I had neither the scriptural knowledge nor the maturity to grasp the depths of Prabhupada's point, I eventually understood it more clearly. We must continue doing our duty, even though we may perform our duty acting from a self-centered, selfish platform. That is natural because we are fresh from material life, as said in the Bhagavad Gita 2:31 through 37. As we advance, we become less self-centered and selfish, as said in Bhagavad Gita 3:10 through 16. Later, as our transcendental knowledge and goodness increases, we perform that same duty, but with detachment, as said in Bhagavad Gita 2:39 through 53, and Bhagavad Gita 3:16 through 25, and Bhagavad Gita 9:27. Still later, while performing the same activity, we act beyond detachment for Krishna's pleasure on the platform of full surrender. Bhagavad Gita 9:26, Bhagavad Gita 18:65 through 66. This platform of activity is true bhakti, although the other platforms should neither be minimized nor criticized. Those preliminary stages are also bhakti in the sense that they lead to bhakti. Renunciation of duties without causing ourselves an adverse effect may take place only on the most advanced platform, the Uttama Bhagavata platform, at either Bhava Bhakti or Prema Bhakti, Bhagavad Gita 3, 4 through 8. Krishna himself cautions Arjuna to neither criticize nor disrupt the minds of the activities of those who are materially attached, but who are nevertheless working dutifully, Bhagavad Gita 3, 26 through 31. It is by offering their work along with the fruits of that work that they will advance. These points had clearly flowed from the mouth of Sri Krishna as a river of nectar in the Bhagavad Gita, and Prabhupada had elaborated on them in his purports. Due to my own lack of realization, I had reacted improperly to the immature application of Prabhupada's order, the book distribution, and other activities of the devotees. Prabhupada was displeased by my critical attitude, and over the years, he found me guilty of losing my perspective on three counts: neglecting to follow the standard ISKCON program, becoming critical of devotees who are performing their duty on the order of their spiritual master, and giving up my own duty. In addition, Prabhupada made clear his desire that the, quote, outside devotees remain in ISKCON with his other disciples. Personality clashes, over self-assured opinions, hot tempers, and arguments will always be part of institutional life. Yet, despite that fact, through devotion to Prabhupada, his society, his order, and his mission, we should somehow cooperate. As difficult as it may be, we should take advantage of each other's realizations and strengths. We should actively seek to understand and benefit from the validity of each other's points of view, even if those opinions oppose our own, and even if we are, quote, more correct than they. Discuss, Prabhupada said. Remain united to invigorate and push on Prabhupada's mission, which is the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Answering Krishna's call. I mulled over Prabhupada's words again and again as the days passed in Honolulu. I wanted to understand them fully. One day, after being in Honolulu for about 10 days, I was called to the payphone outside the temple complex. Hurry, it's Jagadish calling from the mainland. I ran to the phone and heard Jagadish's familiar voice. After we exchanged obeisances and hellos, Jagadish said he had something to tell me before I arrived in California. ISKCON Laguna Beach no longer needed a temple president. Ribati Nandana needed to be encouraged and would now perform that service. Thanks, I shouted into the phone. I'm in the middle of jumping from Australia to Laguna Beach, and just before landing, you tell me I shouldn't have jumped. Glad you wanted to tell me before I arrived. Jagadish remained calm as I stormed on for a few moments. Then he suggested several alternatives. I could open a new temple in Santa Barbara, California. I could help him in his Gurukula service in Dallas, or I could travel with him on his preaching rounds. When I hung up, I wondered what Krishna had in store for Burijan Das. My wondering started me wandering, and I met Bhaktijan, my eccentric devotee friend whom I had last seen in Mayapur. I told him about my situation. Bhaktijan gave me the same advice he had offered in Mayapur. Why not go to see Prabhupada and ask him what you should do? So obvious. Why hadn't I thought of it? Go to Prabhupada and ask him. I thanked Bhaktijan and ran towards Prabhupada's room. My comment. Prabhupada once told me, I wish I could train all my disciples personally, but what can I do? The great fortune of having such an exalted and powerful spiritual master did carry for most disciples the, quote, price tag of infrequent physical association. Of course, we understood even then that, quote, Vani is more important than Vapu, and that we should simply serve Prabhupada in his vast mission. We never begrudged our circumstances, which were overwhelmingly fortunate. Yet since my conversation with Prabhupada in Honolulu, I found myself always longing for more of his personal association. An order from Guru. I entered Prabhupada's rooms and offered my obeisances. He sat alone at his low desk, the yellow glow of his desk lamp highlighting his already golden face. I explained my dilemma to Prabhupada and relayed the choices I had been offered. Prabhupada, his face grave, listened and considered the options. I felt as if he was examining my file. Quote, no new temples, was his first statement. Then after thinking for a few moments, he told me how to serve him. You and Jagadish organize Gurukulas, not just centrally in one place, but all around the world. We don't want these children to become technicians or factory workers. Make sure that they are properly taken care of. With love, I added, and Prabhupada nodded his head in agreement. Prabhupada told me that our temples can also have nursery schools wherein one mother could supervise many children. I have seen it, he added. One can take care of 50. If a mother only wants to take care of her own children, then she should not live in the temple. My comment. My first reaction to Prabhupada's instruction that I work in education was negative, but within moments I surrendered internally and soon became enthusiastic, relieved to have regained service under the shelter of Prabhupada's order. I offered my obeisances and left the room. Within a few days, I said goodbye to Prabhupada and flew with Jagatrini and Vrindavan Leela to Los Angeles. I would not know when I left Hawaii that Prabhupada would depart from this world in November of 1977 and that I would not have the fortune of seeing him again. Hare Krishna. We'll end here. Hare Krishna.